So I actually spoke about it in one of the first Zooms that we had. I spoke about the difference between hope and faith. And I spoke about how there, for some people, it's a beautiful, amazing thing. The Chofetz Chaim, so like ready for Mashiach always. He had a suitcase. And anytime the Chofetz Chaim ever heard like a loud noise, he'd run to the window, maybe it's Mashiach. So there are people, they're always like hanging on Mashiach. And they're waiting for Mashiach. Rav Nosson Bachtzweigel was a Talmid of Chofetz Chaim. He's always busy with Mashiach. There's people that like, they're constantly thinking about Mashiach. And that's a beautiful thing for a person to really be that way. That's if he has that faith. And then there's people that it's kind of like, just like it's something to hang on because they're nervous. So they like do this, they go straight to Mashiach thing, but they're not really in, they're not living the Mashiach. Some people start getting all bugged out about Mashiach. Different people have, if you have real faith in Mashiach, which means you're living, I'll tell you a cute story. There was one of the Talmidim of in the Yeshiva Beis Medrash Gavoya, his name was, it was Heinemann. He's right now the Rav in Baltimore, Rabbi Heinemann. What's his first name? Yosef Tzvi?
Moshe Heinemann. It's not his name. I don't know.
That's his name.
Yeah, okay.
So Rabbi Heinemann was learning it.
I'm on Zoom, Rabbi Thunder.
That's what I'm doing today.
Yeah, it's his name.
He was learning in Beis Medrash Gavoya in Yeshiva, and he found this, Avi Shnewei Suzanne, and he found this, some sort of chazal. Rav Moshe Heinemann knows all these like esoteric things. He's supposed to blow shofar on Tu B'Shvat. So he's in his dorm room blowing shofar, and Rav Aaron Cutler hears there's a shofar blowing. He gets so excited, Rav Aaron Cutler. He's like trying to find the shofar, like Mashiach's here. He goes bursting into the dorm room. He's like, Mashiach, what? What are you doing? He was like so ready, you know? Like, so some people, you know, they're living it. There's people that have faith in Mashiach, and that's a beautiful thing. And that's, that is something which we can appreciate. Even people that it's their hope. It's nice that people are reaching for that and not reaching for something else. But we have to try to be Mashiach people that we're living it. You know what I mean? Like, even if like it was a little disappointing on the night of the Seder, because we were actually ready. I was like bracing myself for, like, what's it going to look like? Is it just going to be like a lot of light? I was thinking like, it's just like, wow, like tons of light. Like all of a sudden, boo, light like flooding the house. I was trying to think of what it was going to be. Was it going to be a person? Was it going to be, you know, there's a story I think about someone like a goat. When you opened the door for Mashiach and a goat came running in, like I didn't know what Mashiach was going to look like at all, but I was kind of like bracing myself. And we have to try to be people that are really ready for Mashiach to come or want Mashiach. And I spoke about that. Should we want Mashiach? How do we want Mashiach? What's going to happen if Mashiach? That's itself a whole discussion. But I do think that when we get down to it, all of us have, you know, there's no atheist in a foxhole, so all of us have a little bit of that feeling of Mashiach's coming because we're desperate for Mashiach in a certain way.
I'm just desperate to get out of my house.
Yeah, that's all part of the gullus, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
my pleasure. I want to tell you a beautiful story about Rabbi Yitzchak Mibarditchev. The Heilige Rabbi Yitzchak, he was called the protector of the Jewish people. He was the defender of the Jewish people. He always spoke about how great the Jewish people are. And I think that it's important, Chesky, for us to be positive. We have to try to always be positive, especially now. We're trying to stop the spread of negativity. So I want to tell you a beautiful, positive story about the Jewish people. Rabbi Yitzchak Mibarditchev. He was in Berditchev, and it was Erev Pesach. Erev Pesach, he asked, was one of the Hasidim, I want you to go find me some contraband. There were things that you weren't allowed to bring in the country that were very heavily taxed. And no one had them. And you had, the only people that had them is smugglers. You had to smuggle them into the country. You know, there was different types of alcohol, maybe. There was different types of cigarettes or different things that had to be smuggled into the country. Silk had to be smuggled into the country. He told the Hasidim, do me a favor, I want you to get me some contraband. Get me some of the things that are being smuggled in tax-free. The Chassidim went out to Berditchev and they went looking and they found here and there, you know, different things from different people. And they brought him to Rabbi Levi Yitzchak. And then Rabbi Levi Yitzchak said, okay, I want you to go get me some chametz. He said, get chametz? He said, yeah, try to find me some chametz. They went all over Berditchev searching high and low for chametz. They could not find one little stitch of chametz. They couldn't. They said, "Look, we looked everywhere. We can't find a morsel, a crumb of chametz." Rabbi Yitzchok looked to Shamayim and he said, "Look." He said, "Look how special your people are." He said, "You know, if when it comes to contraband, if they're caught, they're thrown in jail for the rest of their lives. They might be sent to Siberia. It's the threat. It's going to destroy their lives. And still, they're not afraid of the authorities. But look, Hashem, I tried and I could not find one stitch of chametz. I know myself. I have family that are not so religious. But chametz, they have no chametz in the house of Pesach. Look how Yidden, how much they love you, how much they have, I don't want to use the word fear, but it's fear. How much they respect you, that there's no chametz to be found in all of Berdichev. Look how special your children are." So that's Rabbi Levi Yitzchok, who always had a positive spin, and I want to have a positive spin. People are turning towards Mashiach. I think it's a beautiful thing. They want to get out of the house. They want to get away from their family. They want to get everything, whatever it is. But look what they're turning to. They're turning to Mashiach. They're like, you know, that Yidden have deep down. There's like a deep emunah. Sometimes it only comes out at certain times, but that's who we are. Okay, guys, I want to play a game, and then we're going to call it I just wanted to wish everyone a good Yom Tov. So I'm going to help me out. Tell me if this is going to work. We have something in our family which is called Avnei Derech. Listen to how gorgeous the Jewish people are. This is Mamish, one of my favorite stories. Where did I get this from, this book? I got it from my butcher. My butcher gives out this sefer for free. I've already gotten well over 20 of them, because what I do is when someone comes to my house for a meal, they like it. I'm like, "Here, take mine and take mine." I took 10 just now, just to give out, because there's people like, if any of you guys want afterwards, I'm happy to send you. The butcher gives it out. Like, the butcher's giving out these, it's kind of like a safer, but it's really more like riddles. What'd you say? Matizan, Matizalajinsky? Beautiful. Okay, so it goes as follows. Altogether, they're going to have questions that are going to, the answer to the first question is going to be with an aleph. The answer to the second question is going to be with a beis. The answer to the third question is going to be with a gimel. I've chosen questions.
I hate this thing. This is what Rebbe does by the Shabbos Seder, right?
Yeah, but this one's easy. These are easy, this one. It's Pesach. It's very easy. You don't have to know the parashas well. So we can, now we have different ways we can do this. Either we could go and ask different people questions, which means that like the first question will go to JT, second question will go to Chaim Krakauer, either that way, or I could just put it up for grabs and whoever gives the first answer. Question is whether they should call the answer or write the answer, because I don't know if call the answer is going to work. I don't know how that's going to work with the technology or whatever. What do you guys say? Chaim, what should we do?
You should yell it out if I give an answer.
Yeah, Chaim, you don't know the answers?
I yell it out.
Raise the hand.
Rebbe should go like he does by the Shabbos Suda. He goes.
Oh, you go around.
The first guy on the right. Rebbe says the question, and he either he answers it, or he does, and it goes to the next guy. Because if everyone screams at once, it's gonna. If everyone screams at once, it's not gonna.
Oh,
be able
you
to
can
hear.
Raise a hand on Zoom. Then you the first person to raise a hand.
I don't know how that works. We could do that. The first person to raise his hand, I guess. Let's do that. Yitzchok Ben-Ayon, first one to raise his hand. He gets the first question. What is the last dessert that we eat on Pesach? Yitzchok Ben-Ayon. Okay, round of applause there, folks. Round of applause. Come on. Okay, next question. Yitzchok, take your hand down.
No, no, you take your hand down.
Oh, you have to lower hand.
Lower hand. Here it goes. In which city were the Gedolei Talmidei Chachamim sitting? It was mentioned in the Haggadah. Ah, JT Weinrab, there he is. Go for it, JT. We didn't hear you.
Bnei Brak,
round of applause. No one else is clapping. Abrami, come on, clap, Abrami. Question number three. Anyone want to put their hand up before the question? You can.
Rabbi Avkov. Avkov came on.
Avi Cavalier.
He was on the whole time.
I'm on for the boys right now.
Boys.
Getting a little harder right now. Oh, David Shor, you got it. In which land, which eretz, in Mitzrayim, do the Jewish people live? Where in Mitzrayim? With the gimel.
Goshen.
Goshen. Let's go, guys. Come on. There we go. We're moving on to Dalit. Where did HaKadosh Baruch Hu take Bnei Yisrael when they left Mitzrayim?
Never heard of
David, take your hand down.
It's a dalet.
Someone put up their hands. The dalet. Yeah. Where did HaKadosh Baruch Hu take Bnei Yisrael and left Mitzrayim?
Dor, Kitty.
I'm in the shit right now.
Anyone?
It was on. Maybe it's
hold on. Lower hand, then raise hand, raise hand, raise hand.
David, you got it?
Doran?
Nope.
Erica Midbar?
There you go. Who said that?
I did. Fine.
A place that's Erica Midbar. It's in the Midbar.
Wow.
Okay, here goes. Hey, what did Yosef HaTzadik do to Am Yisrael before he died? Hey, someone raise your hand.
Sure. He made them.
Oh.
No, the hey. It's Yeshua.
Hey, Shvia. Correct.
Thank you.
Mati.
But we got the answer already, no?
Yes, you do the next one. You ready for the next one?
Let's go. It's good that we got the answer because I had a different one in mind.
Okay, here we go. What, this is Vav, one of the simonim of the Seder.
Simonim?
With a Vav.
We have six simonim on the Ka'are.
I mean simonim of the things that, the different steps of the Seder.
Oh.
With a Vav?
With a Vav.
Orchat.
Orchat it is.
Something
we have it as Orchat.
A lot of Orchat. Okay.
Another one with a Zion. One of the things that they're noyeg to put on the Ka'ara, Zecher for Korah.
Zeraya
it is. You guys are
I thought we're raising our hands. We're not raising our hands anymore. We're just yelling it out.
Yossi, watch out.
Yossi, you're the next one.
Yes. Yossi Ehrenfeld?
Yeah, sure. What do I need?
The Zecher, this, we eat the beitza, we have the egg on the Ka'ara, is we eat it, the Zecher, this thing, with a Ches.
Hard sure. One. Hand raised.
Chagige.
No,
it's for Yossi. I texted it to Mati. Thanks, Mati. Appreciate that.
Yossi, look.
Good job, Yossi.
Here goes, Tess. A tefillah, a special tefillah that we add in Musaf on the first days of Yom Tov.
Tau.
Tess, you're supposed to raise your hand.
Well, no one else was. I'm starting to act like you. You know, when in
raising
Rome.
My hand. David just called him out. David, mute yourself.
Okay. Yud. My friends, let's raise hands. Here goes. When did the Amud Anan go in front of Am Yisrael? Raise your hand. Ah, Chaim Klokover.
Yoim
it is. Can we get like some sort of round of applause or something? Or...
Yeah, you could clap on your screen.
You could
put a clap on your screen.
Here it goes. Meaning that they're noyig. In order that the children should ask questions. This is a difficult one. With a chaf.
Karpas.
Karpas! You got it. Karpas is the issue. Lamed. And again, another one that's not so easy. Put your hand down. Guys, put your hands down. I need your lower hand. What is Nisraba? What do we include from Kol Yemei Chayecha? With a lamin. It says Yemei Chayecha. Kol Yemei Chayecha.
Leilo.
And?
Lavi Limois HaMashiach.
Limois HaMashiach. Leilois Limois HaMashiach. There you go.
Shihi Matops.
Thank you.
Chesky, you ready? Chesky, this one's a shout out for you, Chesky.
Okay.
Zecher for Vayimaru es Chayem.
Maro.
Chesky.
Oh, yeah.
Daniel Berger, you ready?
Watch out, my glasses are on the floor.
Hey, Abby Schneeweiss, what are you just sitting over there, like, quiet?
Abby never called him.
Schneeweiss.
Because I didn't see you. Now I see you, like, spinning around over there in your chair.
Abby, you have to raise your hand.
Okay, this is between Abby and Daniel. Let's see who can get it right. You ready? They are also chayiv in the mitzvahs of the Laila.
Nothing.
It is. On which mountain did Moshe go in order to get the Torah?
Sinai.
All right. Okay. There goes. I am.
Suffering, you're really good at this game.
Okay, this one's not so hard, not so easy. Vicky, you ready? Who are you doing it with? We'll give you someone a competition.
What? Who am I doing it with?
Yeah, a competition. Who are you going to compete with?
I raised my hand.
Okay.
Who's David. That? I'm sure.
How do these raise?
Yeah, David.
David, Vicky, and David. Here goes. What did Moshe take with him when he left Mitzrayim with an iron?
Asmas Yosef.
I don't know what that is.
Bones of Yosef.
Thanks, Dave.
Okay, this is a hard one. Who wants a hard one? Avi Schneeweiss and
JT.
And JT.
What are we up to? What letter?
Hey. What comes after Ayan? Let's start with that. Okay. What are you playing at with a set?
What are you
up? Are you doing with the set?
Pay rise?
Nope.
Petr Racham.
Petr Hamar?
Petr Hamar?
No. Petr Hamar! That's what
it is. David, last time I checked, your name is not Avi Schneeweiss or JT, but.
JT, you should have known that one. You're a big Petr Hamar.
JT,
guy,
JT. I'm always answering to you.
Oh, yeah, from Baltimore. I forgot.
Jay, always answering to you.
Okay, Avi Kaplier and Yosef and Yossi Ehrenfeld, you ready?
Yeah.
Hey, how the tzadi? How are you supposed to prepare your carbon Pesach?
By burning it while roasting it. I forgot the word.
Tzadi.
I know.
I know it.
Lifeline to JT.
JT answer.
Sleesh.
Woohoo! Woohoo!
I know you can call a friend. You can call a friend?
I guess so. Okay, here's a hard one. Who wants a hard one? This is the hardest one of the night.
I'll take it.
I'll go.
Who's that? Ooh. Who's that?
The mirror buffer.
Okay, someone's got to do competition with him. Yitzchak Ben Ayun. One of the spices, it's a kuf. One of the spices mentioned in Shir HaShirim.
Cinnamon.
Woo!
What? What was the answer?
Cinnamon.
That's not fair, Rebbe. He's farty. He eats these things on a daily basis.
Oh, come on, David.
David, you say this in the Katiris, David. You say this in the Katiris on a daily basis. You're Hasidish.
You would read Shir HaShirim, you would know.
If it was in Parshas Haman, David would for sure know it.
Okay, here goes. Who's next? 2 minutes over here. Anyone is like getting some quiet time? Mati Zalazinski, are you ready for one?
Let's go.
David Steinman is still on? Is David Steinman still on?
Yeah.
David, you ready?
Yep.
Focus on the road, though, David, okay?
I'm not driving.
Okay, good. Reish. With Reish, which type of yad did Hashem take at Bnei Yisrael out of Mitzrayim?
Rum gada?
Reish.
No, rum?
Oh. Rum?
Reish. Yad?
Rum Solnik.
Sultan! You know that Hashem took Bnei Yisrael out of Mitzrayim, right? I'm just saying.
Yad it's obviously Rama. His right hand. That's a right hand.
Rama. Yad Rama. Okay, Shin, Chaim Krakauer, and Iggy. This is just a question: who's going to get out faster? Which Megillah do we read on Shabbos Chol HaMoed?
Sure.
Oh, that is a close one.
Hi.
Kahelas.
Shir Hashirim Bishlomo.
Did your uncle land them for you, Jay?
No.
On Zoom with the version.
Okay, last one is, you have to raise your hands. Do not say the answer. Chaim, can you lower your hands?
Put my hands up.
I just raised it.
Krakauer's hands up. Now no one's hands up. Here goes. With the tough. Last one, my friends. Finish the pasuk. Hashem Yilochem Lochem Va'atem. Finish the pasuk.
I don't know.
No, David Shore. Doghouse, take your hand down, David Shore.
What's the pasuk?
Lochem.
Lochem, lochem, va'atem.
Tinochem.
Put
your hand up. Oh,
sorry. Yitzchok Benyon's got the answer.
Tinochem.
No! That's why he's in the doghouse. Here we go again. Yilochem, lochem, va'atem. Biggie?
Acharis who?
I think, what did he say?
No, I said tinochem, same as Benny.
Okay, anyone else put their hand up? Atem, Hashem, Yilochem, Lochem, Ba'atem. What?
Toshia?
No, doghouse. Pull up the side of the road and go into the doghouse. Here we go. Hashem, Yilochem, Lochem, Chaim, Ba'atem.
Oh, wait. Tari Dame?
Who's that?
JT.
No, JT, go, JT, you go with Clifford into the doghouse.
At least he's red.
Privuli.
Hashem, Yilochem Lachem Ba'atem.
Hacharishun.
Who said that? Avi Shneiweiss looked it up on his computer.
No, I heard that. I heard you say it.
If Hashem, Yilochem Hashem, Hashem will fight for you. Batem Tacharishim, you can just be quiet. You don't have to do anything. You just stand by and watch. Yisyatzibu Ureu Es Yeshua Hashem. Just stand by and watch Hashem's Yeshua. Vez Hashem, it should happen to Karav.